welcome once again, everyone, to another special edition of the Walking Dead Recap on the moviespoiler.com / the dragonandthewolf.com. I am your one of your hosts today, Chicago John the Bear. Along the side with me, I have my y'all favorite, the guy that y'all love to listen to on this side as well. I'll let y'all take that one.
Yeah, well, shit.
Hi!
Your darkness brother himself, the phenomenal
darkness.
One.
The phenomenal one. And we also join here with the Australian from down under, the one who watched the Walking Dead backwards, so he may be on season one. Wayne.
It makes far more sense by doing that. Far more sense.
He's never got past season one yet.
I don't think he did.
What, there's a season two?
And then we always
he's like, mate, I don't have AMC, so I just bought the Blu-ray of season one. I just rewatched that over and over. And just
thought they were watching that other show that was The Waking the Dead. Oh, fuck.
Oh, I thought we was too.
And we also have a lovely female voice on this show as well. We got the Stormbird, Sammy. How you doing, Stormbird?
Oh, I'm lovely as always.
There we go.
So we got one star herself.
All over Facebook.
All over Facebook, just naked.
All oiled up and everything, yep.
All greasy and shit.
Stick a feather in her ass and call her Yankee Doodle.
I see why her ass is constantly getting slapped on now.
Oh, well, speaking of ass getting slapped on, let's start out with this Walking Dead episode. What was the name of this Walking Dead episode?
Inmates.
Inmates.
You know, it didn't make no fucking sense.
Yeah, I'm about to say, when I saw that for the title, I was just like, what the hell? This got to be? Okay, alright, whatever.
I mean,
last one was called After. I was like, they could have came up with a better, like, After something.
What, After, and then the next one, Earth.
That's all right. You don't go that far now.
After the good season, that's what they should have called it. Cause this second season, I don't know, man, especially this opening. You know, you start out with, what's that country girl name?
Taylor Swift.
Beth?
Yeah, Beth. You know, she's like, dear diary, me and daddy, we all know that everything gonna work out for a reason. Me and Daryl over here sitting like a little bitch. I thought he was Tyrone.
I'm not gonna lie. I like this episode a lot more than I did the last one.
Oh yeah, well that's a good.
I like the structure of how they did it. Just put it all in one episode to just go ahead and catch up with everyone instead of doing their own solo episodes and shit. I kind of like that, so.
Yeah, I like the idea of Tyrese being the babysitter now. I mean, that's gold. That's comedy gold.
You could do anything. You know what? This whole
and when I saw that, I was like, Tyrese got the worst of the fucking group. Goddamn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, he got crazy. What's the little crazy girl name?
Fucking Lizzie.
My God, that girl like crazy.
That bit, okay, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and retract my statement that I said last, the earlier season of this. Carol didn't kill them people. It was Lizzie.
Yeah.
After seeing this episode, it was Lizzie, and Carol just took up for them or whatever, cause she's just protecting them. Cause, yeah, seeing this episode, I was like, that bitch is psychotic. Okay,
she's gonna kill that fucking baby.
She was gonna kill the baby.
Did you see what she was doing with the rabbits? She was torturing rabbits and shit. I was like, okay, this chick is clearly, so I guess that solved the rat thing. We know who's doing the rats now.
Yeah. Well, I think she's responsible for the whole bloody plague of the zombies. Born years ago and created this virus or some shit.
It's pretty clear after this episode. She was the one doing the rat. She killed, Tyrese's, whatever race that bitch was, girlfriend.
Yeah.
And Carol just took up for it because after seeing this, I was just like, is she enjoying smothering that baby?
She did.
Oh, she did.
She did.
She enjoyed it more than like getting off to a zombie. She was just like, I don't care.
Her sister was like, Lizzie, and then she's just sitting there smiling, and she got her mom's like, oh my God,
this is my favorite character, man.
Now, who thought the AMC were gonna do it though? Like, wouldn't that have been something that would have been like history in the making?
She only took the baby up and threw it against the tree. Shut the fuck up.
I mean, if you would have killed the baby on AMC, had a kid kill a baby, That would have made the ratings.
But then you
would
have Tyrese crying and sulking again, so that ain't gonna
happen. I wish Carol would have just came out of the woods though when she was doing it and was like, if you're gonna do it right. Put both hands on it.
Set it on the floor.
And then like she takes the kids and they wander off and Tyrese thinks they're all dead, but she trains them, you know, to be like murdering psychopaths.
Yeah.
She tries to go back for Carl, but you know, she realizes he's a pussy.
So was anyone surprised that Carol came back so early?
I thought they might have saved her for something a little bit more epic. She kind of came back like quietly, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, she just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it was definitely a good reveal to have her come back, especially knowing what we know and then having her stand right next to Tyrese and
Well, we knew she was gonna come back with Tyrese's people. I didn't think it would be this early though. I thought it would have been like later on, like when they were in serious trouble. I didn't really find the girls to be in serious trouble. I mean, Lizzie.
She started killing kids, yeah.
Lizzie, she, I wanna shoot that bitch, I ain't gonna lie.
I
wanna put that bitch 6 feet under, I swear, cause
he's awesome,
Wayne doesn't even like kids, and even he would look at her and be like, can you tone it down, bitch, please?
No, I think she's a great character, because you need that complete insanity in one character, and put it in the kids even better. I thought he was going to be the one to carry the torch of insanity, but no, he fucked that up and became a pussy.
You know what's going to have to happen, though. Carol's going to have to put that kid down.
She is.
Oh, I think that kid will put Tyrese down before anyone else. She'll put that two people.
She's gonna lie to Carol and say, Tyrese told us to shut up earlier.
he slapped me.
He touched me in the no-no.
I ain't gonna lie, that girl, Lizzie, she was annoying the fuck out of me. She's just like, you see, she ran away because you yelled at her. It's like, bitch, because she was making too much fucking noise. Jesus, I was like, Tyrese, just leave them. And he did, like a good man.
Like a good black man.
When he told him, you guys just wait right here and stay side by side, I was just like, that's a good man right there. Lead a little ass.
I remember Papa Bear said that once. He said he would go into the drugstore to get some honey.
your dad did that too?
Yeah.
Well, I think he's making shit up. Even when they said, oh, these berries good to eat. He was like, yeah, they're fucking fine. He had no idea. They're probably poisonous or God knows what.
Berries were black as fuck. I don't think they were good at all.
Yeah,
grapes, right?
Yeah, I just think that shit.
She'll believe him because he was like, you know, the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Go ahead, eat this.
Juice, girl. You stay by side. You just watch me, girl. Watch me work. Get older, I'm going to be fucking that. You're going to be the juice, Carol.
Oh, wow. Whoa. But, but towards the end of that that whole arc with Tyrese and Carol, they ended up seeing a sign, and the sign was leading them to a new place, a sanctuary.
You notice they all found that same train track, though, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Except for Rick. Rick still
with
the dance.
Well, Rick and Kyle was the first one to hit that train track.
Yeah.
But they kind and then Michonne was next, and then you got everybody in this episode seemed to have lost hope. Even Daryl. This was the lowest I've ever seen Daryl when he was just sitting there. I was like, damn.
he's lost without his brother.
He's no, he lost without a leader.
Yeah, but it was always him and his brother. It was always him and his brother. Now he hasn't got anyone else. He's just got this stupid path.
He went one whole season without his brother. Okay. He needs somebody.
Yeah, but he had a group around him with that. Now he hasn't got anything. He's just got Ben.
You know what? I gotta agree with CJ now. He has lost a lot of leader because all the bad shit that happened to him, Rick was always there though. So he didn't really lose his shit. But now Rick ain't there. He's just like, man, I don't know what to do next now. What do I do? Just stand here and look cool?
That's pretty much it. Like, do I kill zombies? Like, what the fuck do I do? He has no direction anymore. Like, everybody has nothing. They had hope. They had all of that. And now it's gone.
I think the best reaction shot out of all of that too was Glenn when he found out Herschel was dead. He was like, oh yeah, that's right. He didn't know Herschel died.
He didn't really have much of a reaction to that. He was like, oh, he's dead. Oh, okay.
He was like, wait a minute, his name Herschel?
Yeah, and that definitely takes it to the next arc with Glenn. Glenn, before Glenn, no, you had, what's the name?
Maggie, Bob, and Sasha.
Maggie, Bob, and Sasha. And you good see, old Stokey putting on the moves. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, this is the happiest I've ever seen Bob. That motherfucker smiling. He's just like, shit. Oh, even Maggie, dude. I think she had like one of the best shots in this episode. Maggie, when they showed from her point of eyes and she was just like seeing none, things unclear and shit. I was just like, oh, she's turning to Rick. Here we go. Here's our Rick moment. Yep. Everybody's having a Rick moment now except for Rick.
And then definitely, just seeing how Maggie was just like, oh, we gotta make sure, Glenn not in that bus. I need to go, kill myself for the bus.
Was that, like, was that the same bus though?
That's what I said too.
I think it was. They covered the.
I mean, it had the bullet holes. It had bullet
that bus
holes
looked like it's been there for days though. That bus looked dirtier.
Probably it's been there for days though.
It looked like somebody built a slide to the bus too. I'm like, I don't remember the bus having a slide or a playpen. I mean, what was going on with that bus?
I think I thought there were a lot of kids on that bus.
Yeah, there was also a lot of blood and barely any remains and a ton of walkers.
Yeah, but you assume the walkers were probably the people on the bus.
Exactly, the walkers ate the children.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, awesome.
That's gonna cheer me up.
Yeah, so just seeing that bus again, I knew that was a bus because this one had the bullet holes, because I'm guessing that when the governor shot at it earlier. But then, you know, you see Bob Stokey coming back with Sasha, and they all hanging out, and he's flirting. Oh, man, Bob Stokey. Sasha.
Good old Bob Stokey.
Man, he's like, man, I don't need no alcohol now. I got some ass.
Yeah, exactly. You know that Glenn found that alcohol bottle too in that prison.
He did too.
You know, if y'all listen closely on that episode, you may hear Bob Stokey scream when he uses it as a cocktail and throws it.
Yeah, Bob Stokey said, no! Glenn looked and said, what? <Who's that?"> Yeah, but you can tell Bob Stokey sure did sober up real quick though, now that he around them two hot ass women. He's like, I got mad. Like, woman, he's like, I don't need anything else right now.
that's why he didn't say,
why are you smiling or some shit? And he was like, well, yeah.
That's why he didn't need to, try to, you know, steer Maggie off the course. Cause he's like, look, let's go find Glenn being dead. And then I got both of them. Awesome.
You notice when Maggie left, he was just like, well, guess we gotta stick together. He's like, I'm following this ass. I ain't letting this get away from me.
You said we need to have a threesome. I mean, stick together.
That brother has became every man that he's want to be in on one sort of circle. Cause I was like, yeah, he's got the better end of this stick. Cause I would have just, if I was Maggie, if I was him, I would have just lied and said, yeah, Glenn's in there. He's dead. I saw his pieces of his face and everything. But hey, girl, what you doing tonight though?
Yeah, but then she would have said, oh, but your bottle's inside as well. Oh, fuck that.
Okay, well, here, let me comfort you then real quick. Your father's dead, your sister's dead, probably. You think she's dead, at least, and your man's dead. So you know what you need? A new man. Better man, because you know he's got a little dick, right?
They call me Stoke Deep, so deep. All right.
They don't call me Stoke for nothing. Then, until he comes out.
Yeah, but when you're drunk, it don't work as well. So that, you know, you ain't gonna work with him.
Plus, he might beat her with his alcohol problems. That brother's living every black stereotype.
Actually, he's good. No, but he's sobered up now. He's living the good life now.
Mm-hmm.
They've kind of passed the black stereotype to Tyrese. You know, dumping kids and walking off. Yeah.
I don't blame his ass. That was the best part of that whole episode. That kid's getting on my fucking nerves. I was just like, you know, just leave him. They'll be fine. We'll be fine. We don't need you. We have each other.
Yeah, Tyrese did not even bitch one bone. He was pretty strong throughout the whole episode. I mean, I'm guessing
who do you think is smarter out of the two girls, though? The one that Tyrese teaches the run, which is, I don't know. I forgot the little bitch's name. Yeah, Mika, or Mika, whatever the fuck her name
Mika,
is.
Mika,
or whatever. The one that likes to stay there and shoot, which is Lizzie.
They both need to die.
Well, yeah they both need to die, but I have a feeling that...
They're not. Lizzie,
she would live longer than Lizzie would because she would run. Running helps in these situations. Especially when you're a little know-it-all like Lizzie is. You're like, oh, I can do anything I want. Bitch, you can't do shit. Can you shoot that tree right there? And if she does it, I'd be like, I'd just shoot her by accident and be like, oh, I guess I missed.
I'd just throw a baby at her. Okay, Brennan.
You do what?
Like in the prison, she probably killed like hundreds of kids and no one knew about it. And she just kept burying all their bodies.
Just smothering babies left and right. So, but, and now that brings us to like the final part, which was with Glenn. You got Glenn waking up. Now, I need to go back and see that last episode because I did not remember Glenn falling out of the bus or not making it in the bus.
No, you see him get on the bus, but he obviously did get off before it took off.
Yeah, he does, cause there was a part where he was about to leave, but then they shot the camera to Daryl blowing up that tank.
Yeah. Which is far more entertaining than a Chinese man getting off a bus. Oh, wait, a Korean.
And then you got, Glenn waking up cause apparently he must have passed out again cause he's still recovering from his little sickness and shit like that. I think Glenn had probably one of the I ain't gonna say he had one of the best story arcs, but he had the story of not knowing, damn, what the fuck happened? Cause that brother woke up and I was just looking, damn, he's still in the prison? He don't know who's dead, he don't know where people went, he don't know who's alive.
He was like Wayne from last season. Just
had no idea what's going on.
Make it up as you go.
and then he ran to Wayne's favorite character, which I thought like I thought it was like a blooper. I'm like, what is he looking at? He looking like some.
I thought he gave up. I thought he gave up when he went back to his cell and just laid there. I was like, all right, I guess another person giving up here. I was like, no. Now it don't seem so hard when Rick did it, huh? I bet y'all going to apologize to him, huh?
No. What I was talking about when he saw Wayne's favorite lesbian in the cage over there.
I think she was never. I'm sorry, that was just all make believe.
She says it.
She's wrong. She's lying.
She showed her LGBT card, Wayne. I don't know how much more
she lied. Lesbians don't look like that.
Dude,
I'm sorry.
She came with a carpet on her back, you know, selling it. You know,
Wayne, you should have. I gotta show you the pics of from her from Talking Dead, dude. She was looking sexy as fuck. Is she lesbian in real life? Cause damn,
not possible.
She is fucking gorgeous, dude. I was looking at her. I was like, she had this dress on her. I was just staring. I was like, I said, Glenn better be saying fuck Maggie right now. She did. I got this right here. I'm gonna turn this girl back into a dick eater. Hey,
you want to be sorry? You want to be sorry for what you did?
Yeah.
Apologize.
That's what he should have told her. He was like, well, if you really feel bad, then you can always just, you know, get on your knees and, you know, just, you know, brother out in this situation because you did get my wife killed. I just want you to know that. And my father-in-law.
Right. So,
you feel bad. And she said her sister died too in there, right?
I thought she wasn't said her sister.
Wasn't her sister the girl who the governor was?
Yeah, that was her sister. She said she just saw her sister just stand there and as the zombies just kept coming, like it just overcrowded her and then she just stood there. I was like, what?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so I guess she just killed the governor and cause she was in a bad state of mind too when she was holding her daughter and just, governor just fucking took her from her and just shot her
in the head.
Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, the governor should have just took Lizzie. He would have been happy.
That would have been perfect. Perfect couple.
Oh man, now I gotta hate The Walking Dead even more now. That's all they could have did. Just let the governor get away with Lizzie, then they would have came back with like an army of psychotic children. And the governor and then Carol on his arm.
The governor, Carol, and Lizzie. Well, I don't think Carol is crazy. I think it's just Lizzie. I think Carol just stuck up for Lizzie. But the governor, he can have Lori since she's dead. He can have the ghost of Lori. How about that? And and he can have Lizzie, and he can have his perfect family and whatever. But yeah, but oh my God, her name is what's her name in the show? The lesbian chick.
It's called lesbian chick.
Tara?
Yeah, I was about to say Jara or some shit like that. Oh my gosh, did she get hotter in this episode?
She was kind of hot, cause I'm looking at her, I'm like, I don't know. She looked, maybe she was in a cage and something like that, I don't know, maybe that turned on.
Cages are always hotter.
Yeah. I mean, she looked good last episode, but fuck, man, in this one, I was like, maybe it's because she ain't got that lesbian bitch with her or something like that. You know, that bitch ain't cock blocking now, so you know, I feel like
right.
I got a chance.
Now you want to get with a real man.
Yeah, exactly. Glenn better work that shit out. I'm telling you right now, because he's going to be the worst character ever if they don't have like a moment together or something. I know people will say, oh, but she's lesbian. She's not lesbian. She's bi.
Right.
I think.
You hope.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, I mean, yeah, I hope.
You see at the end, you got another hot chick with a bloody the redneck fucking army dude's shot.
You talking about?
I was just trying to think of their fucking names. I'm fucking blank on
Abraham.
Eugene, and Rosita.
Yeah, when Rosa. Oh my gosh, she's so hot too. Did you guys notice that pose they were doing? That was straight off of the comic book.
Yeah, I think it's
a 54 or 53.
Yeah. You sure that wasn't like a Power Rangers stance or some type of Resident Evil silly pose?
Is like the same as the cover of the book and shit.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Everybody was talking about how it resembled the comic. I'm like, I've seen that. Look, I watch anime, all right? That's nothing but like a Japanese pose right there.
Exactly.
Kita! Let's kill zombies!
I think that comic is older than any anime. But
no, it's not. I see you, sir. But we're not going to get into that here or there. But yes, so explain to me about those comic book men that you saw at the end of this episode.
Bad motherfuckers.
Yeah, there you go.
Pretty much need to know. But that's more than anything, bad motherfucker.
Man, when Wayne is at this point, he is on point, goddammit.
He must have been paying attention this time.
Yeah, I do pay attention, believe it. Not always, but I have my moment.
When Wayne's got laying down, he pays attention, you know?
What? Well, I mean, I saw your boy, P1, Chris Hardwick. He was getting he was having a lot of orgasm and nergasms about these guys. So I'm guessing whatever these guys do in this next season is supposed to be pretty badass.
Oh, so you watched Talking Dead or something? Or?
I mean, I'm reading Chris Hardwick books, so I'm easing up on them. Not all of them, but just a little bit. Yeah.
You told me. I was about to say, you saw hot ass Tara on that show? Oh my god, I fucking recorded that shit. She was fucking, she's a highlight of this whole season now is Tara. And it'll be even more of a highlight once I find out if she's bi or can turn to straight anytime soon.
Not a zombie disease, Wayne. I mean, P1.
I just want to be in this show now, just for that. She is fucking gorgeous, man. Jeez. Tara, if you're listening to this, which I know you are, because I don't know, why wouldn't you listen to this? You can call me, page me, 1-800, push it. I don't care. Just call that number, girl. Oh my lord, that's my wife.
You try and call that number. You
know. Oh shit, I've called it before. Anyway, salt and pepper. You can call that number too, girls. Oh shit, that was my wife from this show now. Alright, shit. Sorry, Sasha, you gotta get to the side now. Better start combing that head or something, shit. Nappy headed bitch.
You know how hard it is to find product in that world? Yeah. Come on, be one.
How come all the white women got product? Even with Maggie looking all sweated out and shit. As a matter of fact, she looks hotter when she looks crazy and sexy.
No matter how fucked up she looks always hotter.
She looked even hotter in this episode when her eyes was all like dazing out and shit and her hair was all covering her face. I was looking, I was like, man, she looked like she would rape you and you'd want it.
This is what you do. You kill a girl's father and they become hotter and crazier.
Oh my god, that is so perfect. Sammy, you're the bi one on here. What do you think of this?
What?
All this hot piece of ass that's on this episode, you know?
I couldn't help my, oh my goodness. They were all so fucking sexy. I didn't realize how sexy Tara was until this episode. Mm-hmm. Sasha looked so good. I don't even care.
It's just something about when people lose hope, they just look better.
Because they're easier. You know that.
Because they're easy. They stop caring.
Exactly. They just go.
See, Man of Steel, you're fucked up on that too, see? Fuck your hope. You don't need hope.
No, but that's what it means on this planet. Hope.
Oh, okay.
Cody would never give up hope. Leave him alone. But, so in doing all that and seeing this pretty good episode, what are you guys' thoughts? You know, let me start off with Wayne.
Is it definitely a lot better than the last episode? Yeah, I think mainly because in some ways they could have. It's weird. Like last week they just had the whole Rick storyline with Carl and then Michonne. however, you maybe, like, with this, at least you had, like, three separate stories all kind of connected to one. Maybe they could have...
Did you even really throw Rick in there, though? Because he was unconscious for most
of
the show.
Yeah, exactly. So you take Rick out of that as well. So if you threw, maybe you could have thrown Daryl and Beth's storyline into last week's, and then yeah, it might have made it better, but yeah. It's going to be interesting to see where they take it now, especially with, you know, I mean, with Carol coming in and with Tyrese, is he going to discover what actually happened? If that happens, then is Lizzie just going to fucking kill everyone? Who knows? I mean, it's definitely a better episode. Not one of the best episodes, but better than certainly last week. And it's going to be interesting to see where they take it.
Funny you should say a better episode, because a lot of people have been shitting on this episode that liked the episode last week. I'm like, oh, give me a fucking
fuck.
You people are idiots. You people are idiots.
All right. Carl was good.
All right, what about you, Sammy?
I enjoyed this episode much more than I did last episode. It was still a mediocre episode, but I enjoyed the fact that they jumped through everybody's storyline. They showed us immediately after, and then they ran us through the timeline, and then they jumped to somebody else and ran us through their timeline. So I got to see in sequence what happened to those people. I liked it.
All right. P1.
Well, I gotta agree with Sammy on that one. I thought the technique of what they did of flashing through everyone's timeline, I thought that was well shot, to be honest. I thought a lot of technical shit in here was actually beautifully done. They should change this show, or at least this episode, from Inmates to Look How Sexy We Got, because I'm looking at this photo right now, Tara, on this walk. I'm just talking dead couch right here. I'm just like, God damn, girl.
They didn't call it an ass mate.
Just look it up, Wayne. I'm serious right now. Just look up, I don't know her real name. Tara, cause they kept calling her Tara on the goddamn show too. So Tara on the Talking Dead. Just look that photo up, people. Cause she was looking sexy as fuck. I mean, Jesus Christ, I will sell my left, well, CJ's left testicle to get with you. I'm honest, but... I'm needed for you, girl.
Only you can find mine in the darkness.
If I can find it in the darkness, I'll take it from the darkness. But no, I thought it was, technically I thought it was well shot. I liked what they did with the techniques of catching up on. I'm glad we didn't spend a lot of time on, or at least like one episode each on like every character in here, and we just wrapped up everyone else's. One thing I kept thinking about with introducing Abraham and all this, I was like, man, how are they gonna end this show? Like, whenever you bring in a new character, that goes on for a whole nother season and shit. And, you know, Carol's coming back and we find out this about Lizzie. I'm just like, this shit might go on for 10 seasons or something. They keep introducing new people. I'm like, we ain't never gonna wrap this shit up, are we? But, no, I actually like this episode a lot. I don't think it's like one of the best, like Wayne said, but I think it is up there in one of, you know, probably like top 20 or 30, I guess.
And you, CJ? Well,
yeah, I thought it was a pretty okay episode. I really did kind of look forward to seeing Tyrese and meeting back up with Carol. I can't wait to whoever dropped the bomb to him and see what he would do. He either will cry or he will do something about it. So this will make or break.
Look, Carol had in her face when she hugged him.
Ooh, don't touch me, Negro. I mean.
She was like, oh, they didn't tell him. Yeah, he's like, yeah, bitch, I didn't have time to tell me. So, yeah, I thought Lizzie was going to drop the bomb because she kept looking at Carol and Tyree. I was like, she going to say something? That'd have been funny if Lizzie, when they were walking with her sister and just walked around, turned around. Oh, by the way, Tyree, you know, Carol, you know, we killed your love bitch that you had going on there, right? You know that, right? La da 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 da. Yeah.
Should have smashed instead of seen. That's all I'm saying.
You know damn well he wasn't getting that. She was no relent. She just wanted to feel protected in his big ass arms. That's all I'm saying. She wasn't nothing gonna get him. She was busy fucking Bob Stokey inside.
Yep.
Bob Stokey's getting all the pussy these days. But Glenn, you have the option here to become my favorite character if you just do me this favor and fuck Tara. She doesn't have to know. Maggie does not have to because, goddamn, she is. Wayne, did you find it yet?
I still can't fucking, I see all the Talking Dead shit, but nothing, it's all the fucking hoes.
All he sees is too many flannels and non-lesbians, so he doesn't know what to look for.
It was funny because Wayne was quiet for the longest. I was like, that nigga jerking off to this.
I'll check this shit. I'm like, I can see all the fucking photos there, but not actually on the Talking Dead. I'm like, oh fuck.
Dude. Oh, motherfucker. I'm gonna find that shit for you, man. Don't worry.
You got me curious now. I'm thinking, I've gotta see.
Shit, we gonna find this before this goddamn episode, alright?
So there you have it, people. But before we go, I know, the movie spoiler himself, you gotta have some comments and questions, don't you, movie spoiler? But before while he pulling that up, let you tell you that he has a Fandango site on there, last time I went on Fandango, I got a free song. I thought he was lying about getting me a free song. I thought you were lying because my mom wanted to go see that movie with Cody in it, and so I decided to buy the ticket from the site. Yeah. And then they sent me an email, and I sent you a text too. I mean, I was pissed off. I'm like, I didn't get my free song from Fandango. You lying bastard. Then I do apologize to you now, movie spoiler. Your Fandango site does work because they send me the free song that I can download for free. So thank you. And thank you from the Fandango stuff.
Bring that up since they are my sponsors. I do have the links for those. So if you wouldn't have got it, I would have been able to send it to you too. So, so it's fine by that. Did you buy any meat?
In due time, brother. In due time. Right? When I go to see movie sites, I try not to buy meat as soon as possible.
I cannot find fucking photo. Okay, Jesus Christ. See, if I was not distracted by her sexiness on that show, I would remember what episode of The Talking Dead that was, so I could pull that up for Wayne. Because Wayne seems to be in deep thought right now because he is talking.
I'm actually listening. I found the photo, so no, I'm now paying attention. Don't worry.
Oh, the black dress, right?
Yeah, and I will agree. Yep. Very, very, very nice. Yep.
Got your dick out, don't you?
Not at the moment. No.
Yes, it does.
The thing is, all the photos from that episode, because it's just all, it's got Maggie, it's got Tara, it's got all the fucking women. It's got nothing to do with any of the guys. So that was like,
good.
Yeah.
Good. You send that photo to Sammy and CJ so they can hear what I'm talking
Alana
about.
Alana Masters, there you go.
Yes, I watched The Talking Dead and she was quite hot. I was actually concentrating so hard on her. She has a Band-Aid on her arm.
Thank you. Yes, I did too. I don't know what they were talking about in that show at all, because every time the camera would like zoom out, I'd like got closer to the TV to look at her. So I was like, all I heard is like, they gave out a rabbit or something like that, and I was just like, and Chris Hardwick gave her one. I was like, yeah, you little slick bastard. I would have did the same thing, because you know, you know you want that. Oh my god, that chick is,
Masters. Masters.
She's got a badass fucking name too, look at that. Oh my god. Phenomenal Masters. Oh, that'd make a great couple. Hey, oh my god. Oh, let's move on for the fucking, I whip my dick out. Yeah, Wayne, what's her name again? Huh? Say it again like that, Wayne.
No, like, it just creeps me out, okay? That's just not, that's
get
weird.
Your dick off the mic, Pete. Get it off the mic.
Alright, I'm sorry, CJ. I'm glad we're not in Vegas right now, because that's you're like, what the fuck is that black thing? Oh shit, I forgot you were in here. I usually do these by myself. But before we move into questions, I got some giveaways I want to give out here.
What?
Yeah, I got some Walking Dead giveaways for that matter too, because you
Bob
know.
Bob Stokey bottle. There you go.
Shut up, Wayne. Damn it. I never should have told you. Alright, but you know, I was like, why give them away? I should turn this into a little fan question interaction here. And I thought of a question that I could throw out here that me and Wayne have both previously said on the show here. And the question of that is, who is Wayne and the Phenomenal One's favorite character from the Walking Dead TV show? Which me and him go back and forth on, even on Facebook.
Change it weekly, yeah.
You change it weekly. Mine is still mine. he's lovable, okay?
Superman. Wait. Cody, get out of here. Get out of here, Cody.
Michael Ealy isn't on the show. So don't worry, CJ. Damn. But to win this prize, because you get a choice between two of them, I'm only going to tell you one. One is is a survival zombie book. It's not World War Z, so think about that. It's based on The Walking Dead, written by Mark. I forgot the motherfucker's last name now. I'm looking at the goddamn book. Whatever. It's, not it's got a lot of pictures in there too, if you want. But the second one will be the mystery prize. So you either, if you get the question right, you can either win this book or you can take P1's mystery prize, which is based on The Walking Dead as well. And let's just say it's based around everyone's favorite character on the show.
You gonna give him a hint?
Which is pretty fucking obvious. If you can't get that, then you're pretty much a fucking moron. But,
Wait, I can enter into this contest?
No.
What was that?
Can I enter into this contest?
No. Gotcha. You're a host, Sammy. No. That's cheating.
You can win some more sexual harassment if you like.
You know us too well, so no, that's not, no, hell no.
We pay you in insults and sexual harassment. Is that not enough for you?
No, I want free Walking Dead swag, god damn it.
No, no.
So you either send us the answer, you can either leave it in the comments here, or you can send it to me on my Facebook page or Twitter, or send it to Sammy, CJ, or Wayne, but you have to get mine and Wayne's right. You can't get one or the other right, so it has to be both right. And I already know who Wayne's fucking favorite character is. That
right.
Shut the fuck
so
up.
So what Wayne said, I mean, what P1 said, you either got to post it on the Dragon and the Wolf, post it on the movie spoiler, or post it somewhere on one of the groups. So if you see it, you need to be the first one to do it.
Pretty much wherever this episode goes up on, you can post it at Aaron, and we'll see how. Wayne, right. I just want you to know my favorite character will whoop your favorite character's ass, by the way. I just want you to know that, okay?
Well, everyone knows my actual favorite character. If we're being serious, everyone knows my favorite character. And I'm pretty sure everyone knows your favorite character.
Thank God.
Everybody knows my favorite character. We had a Facebook argument about this other day.
Thank God Wayne's still watching season one. So y'all can either listen back to the old episodes or watch season one 300 times in a row. You may get the answer. So, there you go.
Well, yeah. And that mystery prize may be a little interesting. I don't know. Okay. But you guys ready to get some questions here now, though?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
First one comes from Stacy. She says, yeah, not going to lie. When I first watched this, I was pumped, but not so much the second time. What has been some shows or movies you guys watched and was caught in the excitement for the first time, but the second time thought the show / movie was not that great? Anything that Nolan makes, I don't think it's that great. No, I'm fucking.
Actually, no, That is a good answer. Oh,
Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, I've only seen it the once.
I own it. It's not really that great. You know, you see it in the theater, you're just like glad, like, oh, it's finally completed. And then you watch it from a critical point, you look at it and go like, man, there's a lot of fucking problems.
See, I'm usually the opposite though. I'll watch something and go, you know, that was shit. And then the second time I watch it, I'm like, yeah, it's not that bad. But most of the time, if I see that, like, it's very rare I see something and say, you know, that was good, and then go, oh, actually, no, it's not that good. It's not rare.
So what
any nostalgic movie.
Any.
Yeah, just anything from my childhood that I grew up watching that I loved, and I look back and I watch it now, and I'm like, this is shit. This is actual garbage. The Lone Ranger's garbage. That's always been garbage. It's always going to be garbage. Pocahontas.
You told me you liked it the first time you saw it. Then you saw it the second time. I was like, it's racist. I remember you said that, Sam. You said you liked it a lot, actually.
I thought that was our secret, P1. Oh my god.
Did you like Last of the Mohicans? Did you like The Last of the Mohicans?
As much as I like Dancing with Wolves.
She loved watching documentary about her people, which are the Avatar. So, there we go.
Oh, that's a good one for you, CJ. How about Avatar? Did you like it the first time when you saw it?
I fell asleep the first time.
Okay. So what was yours, CJ? Then what was something you might have saw the first time and was kind of like, oh, I like this a lot. I saw it the second time. I was like, man, this is horrible. This is horrible.
I don't know, man. I try to avoid crap, but
you watch a lot of anime. You got one of those.
Yeah, I know. Oh yeah! Oh, definitely.
Naruto?
No, that's part of the Bible. That's part of the Chicago John Bible. Naruto, Dragon Ball Z, and One Piece. That's It's all part of that. No, Bleach. You know, I'll say Bleach. Second, the last season of Bleach, it was just god awful. So I just can't watch that over again.
Yeah, I can't think. I'll just go with Darn and Rise. I can't think of Ellen right now, so. Yeah. Just gonna go with Darn and Rises. Next one comes from, Andrew. He says, if you guys could be any character from The Walking Dead, who would it be and why? My choice would be Herschel because he came up with Spaghetti Tuesday.
And he's also a headless corpse.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're also dead, too. Well, Wayne would be Lizzie.
Yep, absolutely.
Sammy would be Tara. CJ, he ain't no around for you, bro. You're just going to be Tyrese no matter what it is.
I'm about to pout now.
And, you know what? I got a real choice, man. I want to be Glenn right now. Shit.
It's just you to be. I'll be Bob at the moment.
Yeah, I can see that. A lot of people want to be Bob right now.
Who would want to be Bob with Bob?
I want to be Glenn right now. He is in the best position ever because they ain't going to find Maggie for a while. He is in the best position right now to get over that bitch and move on with this nice piece of ass right here called Tara. What about you, CJ?
I can argue. I mean, but Glenn's also a good character. You know what? There isn't a big Glenn at the moment. Yeah, he's got a hot piece of ass around him, but he also has essentials because he was in the prison and he actually collected shit before he left.
Yeah.
He's in a good position at the moment.
And actually, this is probably the most they did with his character without Maggie being around. So even both Maggie and him, you can see the the little fear in their eyes of that realizing that the other might not be alive still. Especially when Daryl told Beth, "Yeah, well, you look, Faith didn't get your father or anything." She looked at him and was like, "Nigga, what did you just say?" Matter of fact, we didn't bring that. Did you see, guys? And she had her knife in her hand when he said that, though.
Oh yeah.
I thought that was a pen, and she was trying to write in her death note. Like,
yeah, Daryl.
She had this look in her eyes, like, "What did you just say, Daryl? I dare you to say that shit again." Daryl even was like, "Whoa, I already got my ass punked by Tyrese earlier. I don't need to be, you know. I'm the lovable one here. Everybody loves me. Remember?
Everyone want to be.
How about you, Sam? Who you want to be?
Who do I want to be? Wow. I would like to be Bob. That would be great.
Everyone likes Bob.
But then again, I would also like to be Beth because she's with Daryl. And he's all, like, vulnerable and shit, so I can use that to my advantage.
Take advantage of the poor girl.
Of course! Who wouldn't take advantage of Daryl?
Merle.
Merle.
You should. Merle would never do that to his baby brother. Never do that to his baby brother.
We can bring Merle in, no matter how long he's been dead for. We'll bring him into every episode somehow.
Merle is, god damn it, shit. Okay, you can't get
all right, what's the next question? Moving on.
You didn't give your answer, CJ.
I didn't give my answer. I'll be Tyrese crying in the corner. Gotta babysit three kids that ain't mine? Yeah, that's definitely me. There we go.
CJ, you know damn well you wouldn't put up with that shit. You'd be looking at them like, alright, you can't even do a show longer than an hour, let alone stick with some kids for a fucking six. Come on now. Let's be real here, CJ. Come on, you would have looked at them kids and been like, yeah, smother that baby because I can smother your asses next to her and just say you lost control and I had to put you down. CJ be Sasha. And then he could tell Sammy earlier, like, bet you fuck me now, huh? As soon as I put some soul glow in his hair real quick. That bitch needs some grease or something. Anyway. Aiden, he says, what have you guys been watching while Walking Dead was on its mid-season break? Porn.
Yeah.
Lots of.
Yep. Yep. That, definitely.
Well, they had a show called Breaking Bad kind of come back and finish.
Yeah, there was that.
I was watching True Detective.
I still want to check that out.
That's a badass show, man. Woo! That has the role right now. It might be better than fucking Breaking Bad with the way it's going.
Whoa.
Damn.
It is like hitting it every episode, just getting like fucking more, even more intense. I'm just like, ah, damn, this ending is gonna be perfect right here for this season. Oh shit! All right, all right, all right.
I do want to check it out.
I may have to check it out too. Now you said you put it.
It's definitely one of my favorite shows on right now. That show is just fucking amazing.
All right.
The production on it is like movie quality and shit. I mean, the fucking Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson, you'd have thought they've been working together for years now after seeing their chemistry on here.
Experienced actors. And who's Woody Harrelson's wife or whatever in that? Because she's fucking hot.
I forgot her name. Yeah, she is hot. Ooh, yeah. I wish she was in The Walking Dead this episode, because that would have happened.
Walking Dead.
They should have just called this episode Hotness. Everybody's hot.
The walking
hot ass. And depressed. There you go. I think Wayne was in this episode.
Oh, jeez. Everyone is the hot part, then yeah.
Yeah. Luke was in there too, realizing, oh, I'm getting married. Oh, shit.
He was glad.
How about you, Sammy?
I've been watching a whole lot of Breaking Bad, Supernatural. Because I'm a fucking loser, Sherlock, Doctor Who, all that lovely stuff.
Okay.
I'll throw it.
Nerd shit. Sons of Anarchy. Fucking well. Nerd shit.
The Sons of Anarchy back on?
No, but it finished. They had its season during the break, if that made sense.
Oh, okay. I'm behind on that show like a motherfucker, but CJ is watching porn that involved darky people, so yeah, that's close enough, so.
It's a little interracial, you know. I don't discriminate.
He was watching replays of The Talking Dead to understand why I like it so much.
You know, I actually bought that Chris Hardwick book. I've been reading his book. I haven't been watching any television, really. I've been reading the Chris Hardwick book of Leveling Up Your Life or whatever. And
the motherfucker has a nice upcoming, I gotta say that. Real shit. Motherfucker started out as a regular ass podcaster, and then next thing I look at his ass now. I was like, god damn, shit. That's me. I want to be that.
I mean, whatever. His grandpa had a video game, arcade and stuff like that. He grew up, even if he didn't grow up to be a podcaster, he still had a pretty decent life. So,
yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm getting through his little book, so that's what I'm doing.
Okay, well, CJ's the only intelligent one here because he's been reading, so.
Yeah, but the question was, what have we been watching?
Yeah, exactly. That nigga said what he's been reading. I'm just like, you sure you my darkness brother today? What's going on here? You don't read.
Hold on, let me get this 40. I've been watching Love and Hip Hop of Valet and Atlanta, Desperate Housewives on VH1.
There you go.
There you go. You happy?
Medea Goes to Jail's on Netflix now. There you go.
Yeah.
House of Pain on TBS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the Tyler Perry channel. Yo. Shit, everybody knows those things strike fear in a nigga's heart as a book. Shit, come on now. Anything with text to it. Come on, that's why you never see black people in subtitle film.
Ooh, man, I apologize, my darkness. I apologize. I don't know what came over me.
Scare
I
thought me
I
had there, brother. Oh, good lord. You must have hooked up with some white woman this weekend or something. Anyway. Oh, that's how you know Sammy ain't white, because he was in there watching nerdy shows and shit.
That's how you know she is white.
Next question, anyway, comes from Holly. She says, which episode from any season do you guys not like the most?
Last episode.
I got that one from season one, that fucking Mexican episode. I think that was the worst episode of all. It was so fucking stupid, because I didn't see that episode the night it premiered, and someone was telling me, it was just like, oh, that shit's crazy, dude. It's a twist in there and everything. I was watching, I was like, this is fucking horrible. Whoever wrote this for Mexicans, I was like, hey, they sure as fuck don't know how to write minorities. Jesus Christ.
They were like, oh, we got this sanctuary with old people. I used to be a nurse when I was in jail. I read books about it. I'm like,
yeah, exactly. This ludicrous looking motherfucker comes up here and shit, and he's like, you know I was in Fast and Furious, right?
We gotta look hard in front of the zombies so they won't mess with the old people and stuff. That's why we gangbangers.
Yeah, exactly. You know we got, you know, you can't let you leave here with those weapons, Holmes, you know? We
gotta stay here and protect the people and shit like that. I was like, oh my
see,
god.
See, if we let you go, if we let you go, then all the zombies gonna come over here cause they gonna think we weak and we can't be representing that, you know? Cause that's how gang work in the zombie
that
world.
That ludicrous nigga that was acting like he was in Goodfellas or something like that, the way he was trying to act. I was like, nigga, he was not in the mob movie right now, whatever. Come on, don't calm your ass down. Oh my lord, how about you, Wayne?
Oh, I would have to go with the end of season 3. Just the way it was kind of, I don't know. It didn't live up to the hype. It was still a good enough episodes, but not to what it could have been. But thankfully, the last season actually expanded on it and made it better than what it actually was. But that would be my
Do you think the last episode was worse than
no, 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 not the last episode. The episode when the governor finally fucking, you know, he came after the prison and all that shit. Yeah, killed all the people. That's the one I'm talking about. Not the fucking one with the tank or any of that shit.
I know which one you're talking about, but I'm saying, you think that's worse than the episode last week?
Only because it had all this fucking build up and then it just kind of fizzled out and just really didn't go anywhere. I'm like, ah. That's all. I mean, it wasn't a horrible episode. It was just, it was probably the most disappointed I've been with an episode. If that makes sense.
And Wayne's real hate comes out. So tell us, how much do you really feel, Wayne, huh?
That's not hate.
Yes, hey, you sat up here last season defending that season with us. You sat, didn't he, CJ and Sammy?
Yes, he did.
I said the ending was weak, though.
Oh my god, now you're, oh, I hate you now, you bastard.
The ending was weak. There's probably episodes that are worse off. I'm just trying, I actually remember it. I'm sure there is an episode that I
hate. We all know what episode you hated the most. That was when Rick killed Shane.
No, that's a great episode, though. I love that episode.
No, you know what? I take that back. When Carl killed Shane,
that was
he was like, bastard.
But that was a great episode.
How about you, CJ?
Man, I don't think you can top the Vatos. You know,
yeah.
After you explain the Vatos, there's no unexplained the Vatos. Just golly, man, I don't know the way they ended too. Like these. You telling me that these people found sanctuary and you guys were cool just, you know, just keep on going, looking for something else? Even though after that, y'all try to stay at every other place that you can stay for like a day. You try to live there, the farm, the explosion, the research facility, the jail.
I didn't think gangbangers would care about old people neither, to the point where they would stay and protect them and worry about whether it, like, put themselves over them. You know, I'm like, wow, I don't think gangbangers would give a fuck if they're
at least
it, so.
At least once a month, I always think about, like, how are those people keeping the power going? You know, like, the generators have to run out by now. Are they eating? You know, I need to see an episode when they go back to the Vatos episode and they're all eating. It's just nothing but old people eating the gangbangers, you know.
I'm not even a gangbanger, and if I was to run across in a zombie apocalypse and old folks home with a bunch of old people in there, even I'd look like, damn, I guess y'all fucked. I ain't standing there to protect them. Are you crazy? That is a death warrant written all over that place.
Family
okay?
members, you gotta remember that.
I don't give a shit. That is a death merit, man.
Let's say it's having a baby though, or two kids for that matter.
That is a death house waiting to come crashing down. Like CJ said, I'm waiting for that episode when they go back to that place and all you see is arms and limbs and a wheelchair still rolling around and shit. And Ludacris shows up again and saying, Holmes, you took all of our weapons, you know, we couldn't defend ourselves, you know. Oh shit. Where am I? Next question comes from Steve. He says, did you guys think Carol would return so soon, or, and do you think they could have had a better return for her, like in a way where she kind of redeemed herself?
Redeemed herself from what? That's what I'm
saying. Oh my god.
Good lord.
Rick was in the wrong. We all know that.
Rick was
kicking her out of the prison. Hypocrite. He's a hypocrite. I'll still stand by it.
I forgot why we have two parts. I was just depressed. The internet can't handle Wayne and his whole breakdown of the show with this whole.
Carol did the right thing.
That's why CJ doesn't work with you no more, Wayne.
Nah, don't even start that.
Yeah, you got rumors.
Ain't no rumor no more. It just came out of fruition. So.
Oh my god.
Emmy, if you're smart, you get away. Actually, it's funny because me and CJ has always made fun of you two by saying, yeah, I bet them two would work well together because they're both fucking crazy. It's off just fine.
Nothing wrong with craziness.
That's why Sammy never says anything when Wayne goes off in his craziness. She's just like, that's my Wayne.
He leaves as long as he doesn't hit me.
Yeah,
you gotta have craziness. Craziness makes the world.
At least he never canceled my show.
Oh. What?
That I know of, at least.
Now Wayne saying all that stuff. I mean, look, you knew they were gonna bring Carol back because it was a mid-season. So they filmed the whole thing as, I'm guessing at the one point, to be one whole season. They just decided to break it up for AMC purposes. Yeah. So.
I guess it's not really that soon, cause, right. I mean, we got like, what, 7 more episodes left now, or 6 or something?
Yeah, it was supposed to be, what, 12 episodes of the season, but they broke it up, so people felt like it was a, you know, it just felt longer
than 16.
It's 16.
They did that though with Breaking Bad, though. Yes. They did the same thing.
Well, that's when they started this whole shit.
So we got like 6 episodes left. So I guess it's not that soon, to be honest. Now, since there's only 6 episodes left, I guess we had to bring her in there. And plus, since we're in the Tyrese area, I thought they would have had her do something bigger in her return, though.
No. I think what they did with her was perfect. I mean, you still see the look. You still see the, she's like, oh Lord, this Negro about to hit me. Uh-oh, he not. He forgot.
Shit, the way she was looking, I thought she was going to shoot his ass. Shit, he's like, these are my kids and they're coming with me.
But you know, I mean, she should though, to just to get a jump on it, but we'll see what happens when the whole group meet up and then they got to tell him all over again.
Oh, I want Daryl to run into Tyrese and them.
Yeah.
No, that's what I want. I want us to know what his reaction would be. Will he go off on her or will he just, you know, hug her and embrace her?
You forgave her? Forgave for what? For killing your, the bitch or, you know.
Well, they never got a chance to tell Tyrese, cause Rick and Daryl was gonna tell him, but then that's when the governor fucking showed up with his tank and shit.
Well, I can't wait for Rick to meet up with Carol. Just so Carol can say, oh yeah, how'd that prison go, by the way, you dumb fuck.
No, you know what Carol's gonna do? She's gonna hold his baby by the throat and be like, you either let me back in the group, or your baby gets it. You have 2 choices, Rick. I don't make those choices. There's a council. You better be the leader right now, goddamn. You can see the blood covering Carol's eyes and shit, and then Lizzie's like licking the baby and shit. She's like, yeah, make a choice, Rick. And whatever that other bitch name is, she just runs. She doesn't know.
She just runs off.
She just runs off and Tyrese is over there crying on his knees and shit. Daryl's just posing, looking cool with his crossbow and shit. Got too much. Pretty much everybody's in a blank stare because Rick is the only one that can make decisions for this group, so. Speaking of Carol, Carol on the side. Carol, she says, what do you guys, think of when Abraham showed up? He plays a huge role in the books. I thought he looked like some gay ass Power Ranger, like CJ said when he was posing.
Yeah,
I thought
he looked like Samwise Gamgee gone all redneck.
Oh my god.
He looked like Duke Nukem.
Yes, exactly.
If Duke Nukem actually cleaned his fucking shirt for once, but.
He looked like some, like WWE reject or something like that. Yeah. Coming here to body slam all the zombies here, brother.
Straight out of the Ohio Training Center, yeah. He was part of that Canadian wrestling team before he got kicked off there. Oh, if you know you get kicked off the Canadian wrestling team, you ain't gonna make it nowhere.
Right.
I thought it was cool. I ain't gonna lie, but I don't know.
See what they did with it.
Sometimes translating shit from comic books don't always look right on screen. I mean,
it does not. Yeah, people be kind of cartoon. Look as badass as they want, but I know what it looked like. It looked like a cartoon. Straight up.
Look like some gay shit to me, but anyway. And our boy here, CJ Gatsby, he says, my question is simply, what the fuck is wrong with Lizzie, old sport?
Nothing at all.
No.
I think the real question here, what the fuck is wrong with Wayne?
that's her father, really.
Oh yeah, Lizzie, there you go. There's the secret.
Yeah. He had sex with Carol and made that. That's what happened.
Yes, that is true.
Carol
does good acting on part two, though.
Oh, that little girl. No, because a little white kid can look creepy anyway, anytime. So
you always see him on.
You always see them on the back of those milk cartons. They always look creepy on me now. It's like, why would I save this person? It looks like she deserves it. What the fuck?
Not even, and you know, and I won't even say little white kids. I say all kids look creepy. They looked up to, the little black kids look like they're up to no good. Little white kids look like they look up to kill somebody.
Well, yeah, as a father, of course you're going to look creepy.
True. Very true.
Exactly. I mean, shit. Plus, especially since he can't tell who's lesbian or not, he is. I can only imagine him hitting on a lesbian chick then with that turn.
Didn't see? She's acting, or she's not even acting lesbian to me. She was just, yeah. I just see
I want
the
you
woman.
To go
I don't
to,
see
to
who
Canada.
They are.
I really do. I really want you to go to Canada, Wayne, to hang out with Sammy so she can take you to meet some of her lesbian friends so I can just watch you hit on them and see how that
yeah,
works out for you.
I would take him to a fucking gay bar and just let him loose.
Oh, thank you.
Just watch it.
Don't worry,
she
Wayne.
She would tell him, no thank you. She'd be like, no thank you, I don't swing for your side of the thing. He'd be like, oh, you fucking cunt, what do you mean?
You can always turn them.
Turning down this great Australian dick right here. Hey, if you want to switch
shape like a boomerang, it is.
you want to swing for the other side, mate? You talk to me.
Yeah, it had to be a Mad Max quote somewhere.
You know you do that shit on a daily basis. Come on.
Yeah, well, yeah, come on.
I would love to. Wayne should be working for fast food. He'd be like, oh, you want a Whopper with that? You talk to me, mate. Wayne would be the perfect salesman.
Oh yeah. I'm great with customers.
Mad Max costume and all. He could sell like bullshit earthquake insurance and shit like that, you know? He'd be like, oh, you want to survive? You talk to me, mate. Buy this now. $4.99 per minute. That's all the questions I got for now, though. $4.99 per minute.
Cause that's all the questions. Stop it. Stop it.
This is becoming painful.
Well, that is it for the Walking Dead movie spoiler Dragon the Wolf recap show sponsored by Fandango and your mamo. And I don't know. I just don't know. Your mamo.
Damn.
This is why P1 right hosts the darkness.
I see why Wayne keep putting me in charge of shit. I'm like, why you keep doing that? He was like, oh, P1's taking over. There it goes. They're like, no, yeah. Wayne's doing this.
So yes, if you guys want, don't forget, if you fast forward, you may have missed out on something special in the middle. So you already know what to do for that. So we will be looking forward to it. So try to put your answers down as fast and as correctly as you can. If you have any questions or you need any help, just let us know. But anyway, thanks again for listening to us. And thanks again, Wayne, Movie Spoiler, and Sammy the Stormbird, and myself, Chicago John the Bear, on this Walking Dead episode. And we hope to eat your brain next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope to eat Tara's brain next week.
Oh, you hope to eat full on a brain.
I eat that pussy,
yeah,
right?
Alright, we better get out before we keep going, people.
Hey, good night, everybody.
I would be zombie that shit. Later, bye.